Radio EcoShock.
But it's the next generations who will pay for this heavy oil madness. Their climate will be ruined by the super emissions from boiling down tarry sand for oil. Takiyah Blaney was just 9 years old when she started to battle the tar sands and oil tankers on Canada's pristine west coast. Now at 11, she has spoken at the Rio Plus 20 conference, acted in 2 movies, and continues her songwriting career. You'll hear her sing Shallow Waters live. Here is Takiyah Blaney calling for more child activism.
I'm proud to say that I stand against Enbridge, that I stand against the tar sands, that I stand against the development that is ruining the future of Mother Earth and of the future of Indigenous people. And I'm not proud to say I'm standing on a chair. Anyways. Growing up, my Kukwa and Chichia, they would tell me of the times that they would go down to the beaches and they would eat the herring off the rocks and they would see the whales go by and they would practice their tradition and they would tell me of how pristine it was in contrast to how it is now. And they were able to practice that tradition because the fish and the wildlife and the land, it was pristine and the animals were abundant and it was untouched. And I was always taught that the land is sacred, that the water is sacred, and that the air is sacred, that we must have to respect what's on the land, what's in the water, what's in the air, and that life is sacred, and that our culture and that the lands and the waters, they're 3 parts of the same whole. They're together. It's like mixing red clay and blue clay and green clay and mixing it all together. You can't separate it. And once you do, you have nothing. And so I always had this understanding that our culture and our land and our waters is what we must protect. When I was 9, I saw an article in the newspaper about the Enbridge pipeline going from Bruderheim, Alberta to Kitimat, BC. I read in that article that it was crossing 1,000 streams and rivers, that that pipeline was hanging off cliffs and going through mountains. And I just, with that teaching that my Kukwa and my Chichia taught me about the land, I wanted to do something about that. I didn't want to see that future that, and those pictures that I seen, that I saw in the headlines then with the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Because that was when I saw that article. I didn't want to see that future and have that future become a reality for BC. And so I decided to write a song called Shallow Waters. And Shallow Waters is about an oil spill, and it's about a future when that oil leaks from the pipeline and when that oil leaks. And that oil leaks from the supertankers that will be going from Kitimat and going through the ocean. And when you have a proposal that Enbridge is trying to put through with the pipeline and the supertankers, you can't help thinking that this is, you know, this beautiful land that we have is something that we need to save. And you can't help thinking that, you know, this culture and this way of life and these animals and these fish and these plants and this beautiful earth and this beautiful Mother Earth that has fed us and cared for us could be destroyed. And so Shallow Waters is about a future where those, where that oil leaks from the supertankers and where that oil leaks from the pipelines, and reminding people we don't want this future for the many generations to come. We don't want this future for the fish. We don't want this future for the salmon. We don't want this future for the trees. We don't want this future for the streams and for the waters. And we want to keep this land pristine and beautiful and healthy for the many generations to come. And 1,000 years from now, and 1,000 years from now, I want this land, I want to be able, 1,000 years from now, I probably won't be here, But I want the water to be drinkable. I don't want to envision two-headed salmon swimming in a stream 1,000 years from now. And I want to envision our people still fluent and alive on this land that our ancestors have lived on. And so this is Shallow Waters. In shallow waters I can't see your clear waves lapping at my feet. Lifeless ocean, black, not blue. I didn't help it, deep down I knew. Shallow waters I used to see, dolphins playing in front of me. Seaweed swaying, keeping time. Tidal rhythm to lap my cry. As Indigenous people, as humans, our priorities are to the land and water, and they are the land and water. Our responsibilities are to be the caretakers and are to be the stewards of Mother Earth. Our ancestors once hunted and fished and lived and thrived on our territory, and in order to uphold our traditions, we have to uphold our land because, as I said earlier, our land and our water and our culture, they are three parts of the same whole. They are together and they're not to be separated. And also, for my generation, I think it's important that the children start speaking up as well, because we are the current generations and we are the generations as of now. We are the children of the future. And that land that the corporations and the companies, they mine and develop and drill for oil on, they won't be here forever, and they'll one day have to hand down that land that they've destroyed to my generation, to the next generations, and the many generations to come, and the children that are unborn yet. And what will they give us? Will they give us a land filled with pipelines? Will they give us a land filled with tar sands that's destroyed, that's being devastated? Will they give us a forest that was once alive, now shaved of trees? Will they give us the rivers and the streams that we once drank from? Will they give us that except contaminated with two-headed fish swimming? Will they give us mountains that were once filled with life? Will they give us back that mountain, except stripped to nothing from mining? Well, that's not the future that I look forward to growing into. And that's not the future that the many children that inhabit Earth look forward to growing into either. And everything that we do to the air, everything that we do to that air, other people breathe in. The beavers breathe that in. The bears breathe that in. The cougars breathe that in. We breathe that in. Everything that we do to the water, everything that we do to that sacred water that is the root of all life, water is life. Everything that we do to that water, we drink. Everything that we do to the land, everything that we do to Mother Earth, our mother that has fed us, that has sheltered us, we live on. And so I want everyone to remember that everyone in this room has a voice. Everyone should be speaking up about these issues. Everyone should be speaking up about the tar sands, and should be speaking up about Enbridge pipelines, should be speaking up about Kinder Morgan and all these threats that are in the industry that's coming into our land. We should not be silenced by the almighty dollar bill anymore. We are the natural and original stewards of this land, and we must continue the work of our ancestors to make sure that this land is still beautiful in the thousands of years to come. And everyone has a voice. Speak up. You have been given a voice. Speak up about this, and everyone in this room has a gift, and they must share it. Thank you.
Takaya Blaney, age 11, was recorded at the presentation She Speaks, Indigenous Women Speak Out Against Tar Sands, recorded September 21st by the Red Eye Collective of CFRO Co-op Radio in Vancouver. I'm Alex Smith, asking you to organize however you can to make more tar sands-free communities and to stop the spread of this climate-wrecking madness. Download this and all our programs from our website at ecoshock.org. Thank you for listening and caring about your world.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.